cast your mind back, if you can, to 25 million years ago, to when the deserts of South Australia were actually lush rainforests. At the top of this primordial ecosystem was an extinct, was a now extinct, species of eagle, the remains of which have recently been discovered by a team of Australian archaeologists. And it is the most complete fossil of a bird of prey from this time period found anywhere in the world. The team recently discovered the remains, well, back in 2016, and have recently described the eagle in a published paper. To tell us a bit more about it, we're joined now by the paper's principal author and the lead investigator of the study, Ellen K. Mather from Flinders University. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Toby.
Tell us about this eagle. What was it like, and how does it compare to like a wedge-tail eagle of today?
So this eagle, which we've named Archaeohyrax sylvestris, I know it's a mouthful, it was essentially the largest eagle we know from that time period, so almost certainly one of the top predators that was around at that time. Compared to a wedge tail, it would have been slightly smaller and also leaner, so it had a more slender build as opposed to the typical robust strength of an eagle.
Mm. I mean, how did you actually find this? I'm about to ask a really dumb question. I was about to say, like, you know, it's not like they're marked out somewhere. Like, how did you find this eagle?
Okay, so I personally wasn't on the team that found it, but two of my co-authors were. So the site itself doesn't get a lot of rainfall, so it might get, if you're around 50 millimetres of rainfall a year. So we really rely on dust storms to blow the surface sand away and gradually reveal the bones that are underneath. So this fossil in particular was found when one of my co-authors, Aaron, came and noticed a bit of its foot sticking out from the surface of the sand. And so he called one of my other co-authors, Trevor, over to take a look at it, and they were able to uncover enough of the foot to reveal the talons, and that quickly led them to realise that what we had was an eagle.
Wow. That's amazing. It's amazing to think, like, when a dust storm's happening, you know, somewhere like in the deserts of South Australia, as everybody's running away from it, there's a group of intrepid archaeologists running towards it to try and see what is suddenly uncovered. How do you puzzle out what it looks like? So is it, as soon as you see the talon, you can kind of make an assumption or work from, oh, it's some kind of bird. How do you actually go about putting it all together? Is it a bit like a jigsaw?
Am I interrupting?
No. I just laughed at myself for thinking it would be like a jigsaw. This is a very serious, it's very serious work, and equating it to like a 1,000-piece puzzle doesn't feel great. But So is it like that? Is it actually like piece by piece?
Well, you're actually not that far off. So like a lot of the times when we find these bones, they tend to be, especially bird bones, which are quite fragile, they tend to be quite broken up from their time being buried. So in this case, what we had to do was we had to excavate a large area, a good chunk of sediment around where the we could see the fossils emerging, and then bring that back to the lab to gradually brush away, find all the bone fragments, and then have them put back together, which my supervisor Trevor Worthy did, which took him at least 6 months to get all the recognizable bones complete.
Wow, that's quite a long period of time. That's, you know, I don't think I've spent 6 months over like a 1,000-piece puzzle personally, but you know, I'm sure a puzzle is much less rewarding than putting together a fossilized eagle. What kind of challenges did you and the team face with this study?
So part of the challenge was arranging to get enough specimens of living species of eagles and hawks to compare it to the fossil. So, for example, we didn't want to be just stuck with to stick just to Australian species, because we wanted to put it in a more global context as well. And so that would mean making loans from museums and collections from overseas. So we had to do quite a bit of talking and negotiating with a lot of different people to ensure that we had a wide enough sample range. And then there was the process of actually comparing the fossil to all those species, which took up quite a bit of time.
In terms of like birds generally, was Australia or what was Australia 25 million years ago? Was that a big part of where a lot of birds have come from? Do we usually find raptor fossils out in the deserts of South Australia?
It's pretty rare to find raptor fossils, and partly because eagles and the like are top predators in their environment, so they're naturally rarer than most other species. So from that same site, we found hundreds of bones of ducks and rails and even things like flamingos, but we've only found this skeleton and two other bones of raptors.
I mean, what does it mean, though, that you were able to actually find an actually fairly complete raptor fossil? Because I'm aware that most fossil birds are named because you find a single bone and kind of extrapolate from there. What does it mean that the skeleton is so complete?
It means that we were very lucky, essentially. So, as I mentioned, most bird fossils, bones, especially ones of this age, are described from a single bone element. So what's likely the case with this fossil is that sometime not long after the animal died, its remains would have ended up in the lakes, one of the lakes present at that time period, and this allowed it to be quickly buried in sediment, which helped preserve more of the skeleton than would be otherwise preserved.
Wow. It's crazy to think about this, potentially a bird going for a drink and then all of a sudden 25 million years later, here we are talking about it on the radio. I'm not sure the bird could have conceptualized what radio was back then, but but maybe it could have, I don't want to place limitations on birds. what's next for this study?
This study will provide essentially a base for future studies regarding this species, and hopefully perhaps identifying any future fossils of raptors from that site, so we can actually help get an idea of if a new fossil from that site is the same species or if it's a different species.
Wow, that's fantastic. No, it's amazing that you've been able to find such a complete raptor out there. And look, we can only hope that you and other archaeologists continue to get so lucky looking for these birds. Thank you so much for joining us today, Ellen.
It's been a pleasure.
That was Ellen K. Mather from Flinders University telling us all about a discovery made out in the deserts of South Australia of a raptor, a bird of prey that lived 25 million years ago. How crazy is that?